Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement. Attention all passengers on the flight to Missoula. This plane has smaller than usual overhead compartments. If you have a large carry-on bag, please give it to the staff member waiting outside the door as you board. The item will be placed in the cargo hold and returned to you as you disembark. Boarding will begin shortly. Please have your IDs ready so that I can check them as you board. Thanks. Number 71. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 72. What are listeners advised to do? Number 73. What does the speaker say he will do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following broadcast.
Up next, the local events calendar. This Saturday will be the start of a 2-week painting exhibit at the Jackson Art Museum. The exhibit features paintings by Abe Halbert. At 2 p.m. on the opening day, the artist will answer questions from the public. Make sure you submit yours by calling the museum or arriving early to write them down. To find out the times when the exhibit will be open, visit the museum's website.
Number 74. What kind of event is the speaker discussing? Number 75. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Number 76. According to the speaker, what is available on a website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Over the past few days, I've analyzed the online comments about our design software. Overall, people like the program, and it is being used by a lot of professionals. However, there was one disappointing trend that I noticed. A lot of people complained about the slow loading time. We're looking into ways to resolve this issue. In light of this, I'd like you to form small groups now. I'll have you discuss your ideas for about half an hour to see what you can come up with.
Number 77. Why did the speaker most likely call the meeting? Number 78. What problem with the software does the speaker mention? Number 79. What does the speaker say will happen next? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
I hope you all had a great time touring the Lakeview neighborhood of New Orleans. Now, we're just pulling into Kearney Market. At the entrance of the market, you'll see Mola Tower. It's well known for being the oldest building of its kind in the area. The market starts here and stretches to the tower, so you can easily find your way around. I know that some of you were running low on camera battery and wanted to make sure you got shots of all of our stops. Well, this is the last one, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Number 80. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 81. According to the speaker, what makes Mola Tower famous? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"This is the last one"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good morning, staff. Firstly, I'm pleased to report that Koto Enterprises is fully satisfied with the bookkeeping work we've been doing for them. In fact, they've now hired us to handle the tax preparation for all of their branches. Secondly, I understand that many of you have had trouble finding parking in this neighborhood. Therefore, from next week, the company will provide a free shuttle bus between Benson Station and our office. You may have heard that some of the shuttle services in town have a poor safety record, but we're using CMCO. We have researched it thoroughly. More information will be announced soon.
Number 83. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 84. What will the company start to do? Number 85. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"We have researched it thoroughly"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement. I'd like to make a quick announcement to all employees. So far, I'm very pleased that the business at our bakery has been going really well. However, when I open the store in the morning, there are usually about 10 people already waiting there. It's happened every day, so I think we need a change to our hours of operation. I know it will be difficult for those of you on the opening shift, so for the first week, I'll have hot coffee delivered to you from the shop across the street. It's my way of thanking you for your hard work. Number 86. What kind of business do the listeners work for? Number 87. What does the speaker most likely mean when he says, "It's happened every day"? Number 88. What are some listeners eligible to receive? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Chris. This is Doris Macklin from Drayton Incorporated. We're pleased that you've accepted our job offer, and I've just received your signed contract in the mail today. Would you be able to start your training on Thursday? That would be the most convenient day for our team. Please note that no one is allowed in our lobby at the moment due to renovations. So when you arrive, please use the side door off Fletcher Street. You'll have sessions all morning and then lunch with your new team. After lunch, I'll take you to the security office so they can make your employee ID badge. Anyway, please call me back so I know that you got this message.
Number 89. What is the main purpose of the call? Number 90. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will the listener do after lunch? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
For the last few months, we've struggled to meet our sales targets here at Ace Sporting Goods. This is in part due to increased competition. However, that's not the main reason. We're also not reaching the full spectrum of customers. Up to this point, we've been focusing solely on adults. However, starting from next week, we'll add more items that will appeal to children and teens. I've printed out the descriptions of each new item. I'd like you to go through those to familiarize yourselves with them. That way you'll be able to answer customers' questions.
Number 92. What does the speaker's company sell? Number 93. How will the company resolve an issue? Number 94. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following instructions and map.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to your first day at Callison Commercial Painting. This time of the year is our busiest time because we can only do outdoor work when the weather is nice. Therefore, we're thankful for seasonal workers like you. The first job we'll be handling this week is the Franco Building, which is located downtown. You can see on the right-hand side of the map that it's at the corner of Siegel Avenue and Lewis Street. Before you head out to the site, I'll pass out the materials you'll need for the work.
Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker addressing? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which building will the listeners visit? Number 97. What will the speaker do next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, this is Evelyn Hart at 555-6113. I was at the museum this morning and now I can't locate my gloves. I know I definitely had them when I bought my entrance ticket. I must have set them down somewhere at the museum. They're black leather ones with a cashmere lining, and the label says Raycon. I only went to one exhibition, Lisa Cooper's Time March, so that's probably where they are. I'll call you again after I leave work to see if anyone has found them. Thanks.
Number 98. Why is the speaker calling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which hall did the speaker visit? Number 100. What will the speaker do after leaving her work?